Jessica Yorko is a Lansing City Council member. We like to talk with Jessica because she doesn't pull any punches. She just tells you like it is. We don't get a lot of rhetoric. There's no spin. We just get the facts and the truth, right, Jessica?
I try to keep it real, Tony.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I have learned more about marijuana and medical marijuana in the last year than I knew in my life.
Yeah, it's given us a lot to think about, hasn't it?
Well, I know a lot of interest has grown in what Lansing decides as well as what East Lansing decided, because a lot of communities throughout the state are in the same quandary because the law can be perceived as very vague. And so tell us, as we speak, where are we with Lansing's medical marijuana law?
Absolutely. Well, I will preface my comments by saying that, you know, municipalities like Lansing are doing the best that we can with the state law that we have. I firmly believe that at some point the state legislature is going to need to refine what we currently have in place at the state level for clarity for the most part. And also, we haven't seen the medical community as a united front get involved in this issue, and we really do need that. And that was something I think Kelly Rothman mentioned on Monday night. We really do need the medical community to weigh in at some point here. But from the city's perspective, where we're at, the Public Safety Committee, which I don't serve on, but which is Council Members Wood, Houghton, and Robinson, they have been working on our medical marijuana ordinance for dispensaries in particular over the last 6 months. Now, we implemented a policy last year to put some requirements and regulations in place for home growing, home-based care providers. And those regulations were mainly about building safety for the most part and number of patients that can be cared for with a home-based business. And what we were mainly looking to do was, we don't want people having so many grow lights in their house that they're, you know, causing a safety hazard. So that's what that ordinance focused on. Our current one that we're working on is the dispensary-focused ordinance. And I'll just give you a quick rundown, some of the things I like about it and some of the things that I'm still trying to figure out. I do like that we require licensing, we require inspection by the fire department. I like that we talk about buffering from certain other land use types like schools, and we do that for liquor stores as well. And so I think, you know, let's be consistent in how we regulate retail of certain controlled substances. One thing that I'm struggling with is there's some language in the current ordinance about buffering from other dispensaries. And I'll tell you why I'm struggling with that. We have essentially created an entertainment district downtown with a lot of bars all next to each other. And there have been some public safety concerns. Other businesses down there have not necessarily completely appreciated that. And we've had to step up some law enforcement, and we've had to make it clear that, yes, we want you to come and enjoy our downtown and have some drinks and eat some food and see the sights, but we don't want you throwing rocks through windows, and we don't want you hurting people, and we don't want you passing out on the sidewalk. So, you know, we essentially created this district with a lot of bars in close proximity to each other, but we're having to make it clear that there's certain behavior we really don't welcome in that environment. So what I'm struggling with the buffering of the dispensaries is so this is mainly an Eastside First Ward that's being the most vocal about the regulation, because they do have a lot of dispensaries in close proximity to each other. And I don't live off Michigan Avenue, I don't live on the east side, but I know a lot of people who do. And they're like, yeah, we feel uncomfortable, we feel concerned, we feel there's so many of them, so close together. And I said, a friend of mine who was over last night, well, tell me more about that. Tell me about, is there behavior that is bothering you in particular? And some of the things, I get my hair cut on Michigan Avenue, and my person who cut my hair told me the other day, you know, people are growing it outside. They're growing it on the rooftop. And that doesn't seem like maybe the way it's supposed to be. And then there's concern about if businesses are not just selling medical marijuana, but they are selling some other illegal drugs. Yeah, we don't want that. That's not cool. Medical or non-medical use of marijuana, in my view, is not a violent behavior-inducing substance. In fact, it pretty much has the opposite effect. You don't see people, use medical marijuana or recreational marijuana and go get into fights. In fact, you know, it chills you out, pretty much. So the behaviors that people are concerned about, kids, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Some people have said to me they've seen people using, consuming on site, and their children are there at the facility. Now, whether it's a prescription, pharmaceutical medication, or alcohol, or medical marijuana, impaired parenting is not something I support. I think as a parent, you have a responsibility to be responsive and to care for your child in a, you have to be on your toes. If your kid needs you, you can't be, you know, you have to pay attention. And so I don't know if that's something we can regulate with our zoning or if that's something for the medical community to weigh in on. But that's something that that evokes a sort of emotional response for me. We have to take care of our kids. And I think the eliminating on-site consumption, which we do call for in our current ordinance, is probably a good thing. And we have a clause in there now that says except for instructional purposes, and I'm wondering if we may even want to take that out. I could go on. What are your other questions?
Well, it's a very complex issue, isn't it?
It is. It is, and there's so much stigma. People are judgy about this. They're judgy. You know, I can go get my beer and I can go buy cigarettes, but those people who are using medical marijuana, I'm not okay with that. And maybe I'm okay with people using marijuana if they're more discreet about it, but I don't want them being visible about it. You know, that has it's a little judgy, and I'm not a judgy person. There's a lot to this issue.
And should I clarify that you don't want to judge people who are using medical marijuana?
Well, here's the other part of this issue. I would venture to guess that the majority of people who have medical marijuana prescriptions in Michigan may or may not have a true medical need for it. It seems that the prescriptions are flowing free and easy. Doctors are very liberal. Not all, but there are certain ones who seem very liberal with the prescriptions. Now, again, to just compare with how we deal with other prescriptions, some doctors are free and easy with other prescriptions like antidepressants and anti-anxiety and other mood-altering prescriptions. And that's sort of an ethical problem for the doctors, I think, to deal with. But, I mean, there are people using lots of different substances that are for medical purposes that are not always using them. They're using them more recreationally, I think.
Should we legalize marijuana?
That's a big question, and I don't know the answer to that. I think that, with the medical marijuana laws being passed in a number of states now and people having to really work through their issues and again, the stigma and the judgment about it, you know, it's something that we may end up doing as a state or a country. I don't know.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide on the internet at 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Lansing City Council member Jessica Yorko. Jessica, in your opinion, is Mayor Virge Bonero doing a good job, and has he done a good job in the last year?
Are you asking that as a general question, or
yes,
are you still talking about medical marijuana?
Nope, I'm asking you as a general question.
Oh, yeah. I do think that Mayor Virge Bonero is doing a good job, and he has done a good job in the last year.
Should he be allowed to take $1 million from the reserve fund to help with the budget?
You know, we actually have not seen the full, all of the details on that yet. So, you know, I need to get a little more information. But it's no secret that our budget situation has been dire, and with, you know, passing our fiscal year 12 budget, our employees don't want to take any more concessions, it seems. I'm hoping they will, so we can maintain our police and fire. Our voters don't want to pay more taxes. A lot of our employees don't live in the city and can't vote to keep themselves on the payroll. And we're cutting as much as we can, and it's looking like from what I know so far of that question, for fiscal year 2011, it looks like our expenses are once again coming in higher than our revenue. And I don't think that the mayor, I mean, he's cutting, and yet people want the grass mowed. And you know, they want their garbage picked up, and they want their roads fixed. And so he's got to balance maintaining city services with a shrinking budget.
Are you nervous that there's going to be less police and fire on the streets?
You know, I think anyone's initial reaction to that is it makes you a little nervous. And you know, to go back to the issues that the East Side is facing with the medical marijuana, people want to feel safe. They want to feel like the lives and the communities they live in have a sense of order. When you feel like things are going crazy and there's no order and the rules aren't clear, and in, you know, public ways people are disregarding the laws and disregarding public safety, people don't like that. And they leave neighborhoods because of it, and they leave the city because of it. We don't want that. Now, on the flip side, Kathy Dunbar and others have crunched a lot of numbers and analyzed police force sizes from other communities that are similar to us in size, and some believe that our police force may be too big for our number of people. So again, balance. We have to balance our budget. We can't let our city turn into chaos. We have good stuff going on here that we need to keep doing, but we can't go broke, because if we do, the governor will take over our city.
All right. Thanks so much, Jessica.
All right. Thanks.